King County's population could grow by 400,000 new residents by the year 2040. That means more traffic, unless all those new people take the train. All through Bellevue's Bel-Reg corridor, mega developments like the Spring District are concentrating new housing and offices around future light rail stations. But that idea isn't new. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has the story for us.
Back in 1917, the Pacific Mill Company had a bunch of stump land it wanted to get rid of, up near modern-day Linwood. The company subdivided the land and sold it off to people from Seattle and around the world. Their pitch was, move to Alderwood Manor and become a chicken farmer. Many people thought they could get rich quick raising eggs. The new interurban trolley provided Alderwood's would-be chicken farmers with a way to get their eggs to Seattle markets. Those cars full of farmers with money proved a tempting target for robbers.
The trolley was held up quite often, just like in the movies, you see.
But you like road bandits?
Road bandits, yes. Because it was just woods then. They usually hit the men first because they had the money, and then they go through the rest of the car.
That's Betty Lou Gang. She's 87 years old. By the time she got to Alderwood Manor in 1933, the trolleys were a lot safer. When she was 6 years old, her father would let her ride it alone to Seattle.
The conductor used to pick me up and put me aboard, and he always kept an eye on me.
Betty Lou didn't know it at the time, but the interurban trolley was on the decline. When Highway 99 opened, people started driving to Seattle instead. New suburban communities that came after Alderwood Manor were built around highways, not railways. The price we paid for that was congestion. Now, with congestion at record levels, the region is looking to build communities around rails again. This time around, those communities aren't being built on stump land. They're being built on parking lots.
It's a big site. It's about 36 acres, and pretty much the entire site is paved or has some sort of warehouse building on it.
Bellevue city planner Paul Ingram is standing on the future site of the development known as the Spring District. The project is worth $2.3 billion. This time, it's not an egg boom, but a high-tech boom that's inspired developers to turn underused land into real estate gold.
Right about where we're standing right here, this will be the light rail tracks coming right through here. And then the station will be just right where this old gray concrete warehouse is.
The station won't open until 2023, but the first residential buildings will open next year. That's according to Greg Johnson, president of Wright Runstadt, the project's developer. He says the first phase will have parking garages, just like anywhere else in Bellevue, which means people will still be driving to get places.
But then as we build more buildings and open them in 2017, 18, 19, 20, each one will build a little bit less parking.
Until the light rail station opens. Then Johnson hopes to build some buildings with no new parking at all. So you'd think Alain Bassac would be totally on board. He teaches classes on sustainable transportation at the University of Washington.
Everything that they are doing is cutting edge. It's in line with the most modern thinking in terms of being environmentally friendly, in terms of being next to a rail station. All of those things are wonderful. And there's just this one more piece missing.
Affordable housing. The development won't include any. At least none that's affordable for families of the janitors and food workers who will serve the Spring District's offices. Instead, the developer will pay into a fund to develop affordable housing outside the Spring District.
So you're propagating this area of poor people and an area of richer people, as opposed to what would make it much more convenient of having everybody living in one place and not having to make that commute in the first place.
Bassac says when rich people and poor people live in the same neighborhood, a community grows stronger. That's what happened in Alderwood Manor during the Depression. Betty Lou says rich people helped poor people.
I never heard of anybody, you know, going hungry.
That's what really made it feel like a community for her. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.